And you join us 1 month into the great afterlife war. Word on the wires is the forces led by the angels and devils, under the command of Generals David, Nathaniel, and Baryuba, are making slow progress into the Alpha-controlled territories.
Meanwhile, rumors abound that the mysterious, all-powerful Alpha, who herself has a conscripted force of souls several million strong, has a new secret weapon, which could turn the tide of battle.
Oh, this is a journalist, Evan?
Yes. It's getting somewhat annoying having everything we do reported. A photographer. What is it, broke me yesterday.
I think you mean snapped.
Oh, yes, snapped me. I was merely bending over to retrieve a fallen cherub message ball. Headline confused me. What exactly is Builder's Bum?
Probably best if you don't know.
Thankfully, there is an origami heaven close by. Most of the pictures of my rear ended up as ostriches.
You know, I don't think I could have a conversation like this with anyone else.
Have you heard from the others?
Well, Matt, Kyra, and John should be close now. They seem to have slipped past fine. We just need to do our part. Help them find the book John told us about.
A book at the center of creation that has the power to alter everything around us. What would the point of such a thing be?
The others will find out. All that matters is that Alpha doesn't want us to get to that book. And she's throwing everything she can at us to take us out altogether. She wants us gone, we want her gone. It's that simple.
Yet if she is indeed God...
I'm not having this conversation, Nathaniel. She's not.
Why does the thought anger you so much?
Because I refuse to believe that I'm just a plaything of some great being who slept while we suffered.
Refusal to believe is a weak argument at best.
Well, so is blind faith.
Any news from Salima?
I haven't heard from Sal or Tor in a while. Not since the battle at Valhalla.
You think Alpha took them?
Or worse. There's never been any attempt at a ransom, though. Alpha must know what they meant, what they mean to us. I never wanted to be a general.
I never wanted to be your psychotic nemesis, but there you go.
What sense of humor's coming along then?
You said I was joking.
He's over there!
Dave!
Everything all right, you two?
I'm not sure. We're getting strange reports.
I do not have a builder's bum.
Not that report, you moron.
Although the picture, not flattering. Or particularly angelic.
It was a hot day.
There's something happening at the edge of the afterlife. It's got our army ruffled.
What's scary enough to ruffle a whole army of angels?
An army of angels with baseball bats? Oh, come on, that was funny.
Not as funny as the thought of you buried face first in lava with a pineapple stuck up your...
Should we go see what all the fuss is about?
Yeah, good idea. Once Barry starts on one of his dodgy images, it can take him a while to finish. Let's see what little surprise Alpha's cooked up for us this time.
I don't like surprises. I wish Kyra and Matthew would hurry up.
Oh, brilliant. So we run through an afterlife of lusty grannies. Not my greatest day ever, incidentally. Then have to battle a gang of cartoon animals. And then that was followed with a tasty little side salad of dead heavy metal enthusiasts in an afterlife based entirely on the back of a dirty big snake. And now what do we get?
Dave's map says it's a fear afterlife.
Classic. Really great. Best trip ever.
So, any fear at all? Or just like the traditional ones, you know? Heights, spiders, walking up the ledge all naked.
That one might just be you, mate.
You've never had a naked nightmare.
Why? But I'm not in a lecture hall.
Where?
Swimming pool.
Ah.
With my mum. And she's naked too. That's usually when I wake up screaming.
You know, just feel free to stop telling me this.
Fair dues.
Well, we'll never know what this afterlife's like till we head in.
That's my girl. After you.
My hero.
You knows it.
Oh. You two don't need to stick with me, you know.
We've been through this. Dave says you're the only being in all the afterlives who's been able to properly resist Alpha.
Who might be God?
She isn't God.
But if she is, that miserable face of hers would certainly explain the existence of maths teachers.
Hey, my first long-term girlfriend was a maths teacher.
Really doesn't surprise me.
John, you need to be kept safe, so we stick with you all the way.
Yep, all the way to your mystical books thing. We're like those little dwarfy guys in that film, and you're our magic ring.
I'm your... ring?
Okay, I could have phrased that better. Anyway, we just get you to the big fine mountain, and presto.
You chuck me in?
No, well, Kyra might. She can get a wee bit...
Sweetheart, I'd be very careful how you finish that sentence.
In intelligent. She can be very intelligent and kind of scary.
I suppose we better get moving then.
Yeah, quick as we can. Right through.
Right through the fear afterlife.
Yeah.
Okay. Not afraid of anything anyway. Do you think it believed me?
I'm in love with you and I didn't believe you.
Ah, well. Can't be worse than a big snake.
Or your naked mother.
Thanks, John. Thanks.
The pages turned and the story unfolds.
Do you see, Selena?
The resistance. It was pointless. In the end, your tale is fixed. On one battlefield, your friends are about to be written out forever. In another place, my trap closes. Your Matthew will discover the truth,
and his tale will be brought to a close.
They're about to walk into the fear afterlife.
Then you know what you must do.
Sal, this is wrong.
It's the only way I can save everyone. They don't know what they're doing.
You can't be sure any of this is true.
That's not good enough, Thor.
Ah, brave Viking. I have revealed the truth to you. You need only have faith in the story.
It is all you have left.
Don't do this for me, Sal.
I'm doing it for us all.
Sal, please.
I'm sorry.
Looks like a giant pyramid.
Made of some kind of metal.
What do you think it does?
Nothing good.
It's glowing at the top.
Everyone get down! Any chance we could get down a bit further away?
Big energy beam incoming.
Everyone okay?
That very much depends on your definition. All my bits are in the right place, though.
I'm all right.
As am I. I'll just check what... David. Look.
Huh? It's impossible.
Wasn't there some ground over there a minute ago?
It's not just the ground. It's everything. It annihilated that entire side of the afterlife.
Even the souls fighting there?
Even them?
That's horrible.
Afterlives are just supposed to go blank when they shut down. It should not be possible to destroy them like that.
Seems Alpha's found a way.
And we need to do something about it. Right, time to get our hands dirty, people. Two teams, one for each side. Eve, you stay with me.
Oh, you're not sticking me with him, are you? We're supposed to be fighting them, not each other.
I can control myself, devil.
Tell that to all the people who've seen pictures of your hairy ass.
I think it's powering up again.
Let's do this.
This isn't so bad, really.
Oh, yeah, the pitch black ceiling way too close above its huge drop below, fear of the dark, claustrophobia and fear of heights all wrapped up together. Beachy.
We've been going a while. I mean, this has to end soon.
Well, that's what they kept saying about Big Brother, but no luck yet. Look, can we do something to take my mind off this? Like, I spy with my little eyes something beginning with...
Wait, run!
Crap!
Shh. Stay still.
I know you're out there, Matthew, but you're useless little rat.
Who's that?
Can't be.
Who?
Mr. Hill.
Waitman! But I can see you.
Old PE teacher.
In a fear afterlife? That's kind of pathetic.
You have no idea what you're talking about. John, you're a science geek. Hey, back me up. PE teachers. Evil, right?
I actually kind of liked PE, you know. But I played football for the school.
And you were good at science too. Oh, there's really no justice.
Waitman!
Just keep going. He won't get close to us.
Unless he's coming the other way, in which case it's going to be Matthew gets pushed and goes flying time.
Although, this is a fear afterlife.
See, I think we established that, what with the heights in the dark and all that. I also just made that witty comment about Matthew flying time.
But that's the thing about fear. It's all just in your head.
Being forced to do cross-country in shorts my dad bought in 1983 was not in my head. That big sod out there was responsible.
But the actual emotion... I mean, it's all inside. Maybe that's all that this is. Just reminders of the things that we fear.
No real danger. You might be right.
And we all think might is good enough, do we?
Got another plan?
Yeah. I curl up into a ball and quietly cry until he goes away. Might even rock a wee bit.
Matthew.
I know, I'm walking. Life was a lot easier before I did proper brave stuff, you know.
Matthew Wakeman, put that inhaler down and get up that rope.
When was the last time you got up a rope, you fat git?
Stop ignoring me!
Sounds like he's gone.
Probably a way to trim his chest with a lawnmower.
So that's how we get through this place. Just keep our heads down and go.
Kyra.
Oh, no.
Who's this now?
The ex.
You used to date a guy? I mean, not that I'm judging. I mean, live and let live. I mean, actually, my little cousin, he's...
Her ex.
Ah, him. Right, sorry.
He's not really here.
You said that last time we met him too.
You're never going to escape me, Kyra. You deserve to be haunted. By all of us. You're Enders.
You guys probably want me to just hang back so you can talk about this.
No.
No.
Right. Sword point. Sorry.
She just uses you and then runs away. That's her.
Shut up.
Ignore him.
I don't like you hearing that stuff.
It's ancient history, Kyra.
You don't think about it?
I don't think about it.
He's lying. It's always there. At the back of his mind. Just like it is with you.
I'm sorry.
Don't answer it, Kyra. There's nothing there.
There's always going to be something out there.
I think I can see some light ahead.
Yes, go on. Abandon us all over again. Let everyone know what a manipulative witch you really are. They all will, Kyra, before the end.
Don't take my hand, Kyra. We're almost there. Kyra.
I'm here.
It's okay, honey.
No, it's not. But we have things to do, so let's go do them.
You'll need better weapons than that if you want to beat the devil. How are you doing there, Nathaniel? Have you soiled yourself yet?
Only at the thought that you once commanded armies with a sword arm like that.
Touché. So you really think this is the last war? The end of everything?
Very much depends on who... Alpha really is.
You're not buying into this god business, are you?
I think it's odd we never questioned such a being's existence before now. Almost like we weren't meant to.
It does not mean our all-powerful creator is some bent in a cape.
We won't know for sure unless we win.
Which means more killing in the meantime. So there's a bonus.
You really are a despicable creature, Barubab.
Why, thank you. Good of you to notice.
Tell that to the Candleman.
Yeah, well, I'm not an all-powerful half-in-the-graveyard being anymore. Just plain old Eve. Why'd you bring me along?
Why didn't you bring Ashley back from the graveyards with you?
War's no place for a wee girl. I want to keep her safe.
And that's exactly what I'm doing. Oh, believe it or not, Eve, I consider you to be one of my few genuine friends. Watch your heads!
You normally take your friends into danger like this?
You really haven't been paying attention, have you? It's the only place I take my friends.
Looks like the control room is this way.
There's a welcoming committee first, though.
Who are you?
I am Dracula.
Really?
No, not really. My name's Alexander. I just thought that would be more impressive.
And you... and your... vampires are guarding this place?
Oh, a scary woman in a cape said we helpful.
And how serious are you about it?
On what kind of scale?
Let's say a scale of 1 to me disemboweling you with my horns. They're very impressive, don't you think?
Well, no one snapped them off in a while.
Shut up, Nathaniel. Well, vampire?
No, probably not worth it, I'm thinking. On you go! Control room's that way. Come on, boys, let's go find something better to do.
Right. Let's see if we've beaten Dave inside. I do enjoy outperforming him.
Perhaps we have something in common after all.
Ah! There, that's the last one.
Yeah, the last giraffe-headed, frog-bodied, skunk-tailed baby thing.
Alpha's certainly got an imagination, that's for sure.
Oh, balls. He's already here.
You two okay?
We ran into some vampires, but it wasn't anything we couldn't handle.
Right, so we should... Wait, vampires? There wasn't one called Alexander, was there? kind of my height, fangs, really strange kind of unplaceable accent.
Yes, you know him?
Huh, small world.
So this is the control room.
What's that thing in the middle?
Whatever's powering this thing, I would imagine. It looks like a little fragment of paper.
Nobody going to check it out?
We don't know what it does.
Apart from annihilate whole stretches of afterlife.
Oh, fine. If you want anything done right, get the one with horns to do it. Right, here goes. If I turn into one of those weird giraffe frog baby things on the floor, you'd best find me a good home. Dave.
What is it?
The power in this thing. I can feel her. Alpha.
But that's not... She's not made of paper, is she?
It's a bit of the book. The one that John mentioned.
They're powering a doomsday device with a bit of paper? That's kind of silly, isn't it?
So if Alpha projected her will onto a small piece, willed for bits of afterlife to vanish forever...
Then it becomes part of the story. Unmaking shouldn't happen, but bend the rules just enough so that unmaking is allowed only in the places she aims it.
Breaking rules without actually breaking them. That is extremely clever.
What if it's aimed by willpower? It could do a lot more.
Like?
Huh. Everybody, gather close. There's something I want to try. Let me put my hand on it, Barry.
Oh, Dave. I always suspected you swore.
Not the time, Barry.
All right, sorry. On you go.
How did we get out here?
I teleported us. I just willed it and out we came. A way to magic up anything you can think of. Now that could be useful.
So what do we do now?
Let's find out how Matthew, Kyra and John are doing.
There they are. I can see them.
It's a projection. Looks like they've just left the fear afterlife.
Wait. What's that? Close to them.
Oh, no.
They're walking into a trap!
We can't leave our posts. The battle here is the only thing that's keeping Alpha's eyes off them.
That won't matter if they get caught. You need to go, David.
What?
Go help! We can keep things under control on this side. With the pyramid weapon gone, there's nothing here we can't handle.
He's right. Do what you do. Go be with the super team.
Okay. Eve, come here.
No.
What?
I'll just hold you back.
No, listen,
I'm a big girl, Dave. Go help Matthew and Kyra. I'll do what I can here. We're all fighting for the same thing.
All right.
Going to teleport?
No, that might use up all the power in this thing completely. What I need is another way, something less flashy. Oh.
Well, I haven't seen those in a while.
You've got wings!
They were taken off us after the Lesser Heaven Massacre. It shouldn't be possible to get them back.
Oh, that feels good. And there's probably enough juice in this thing for one more use. Right, I'm off. Don't take any silly risks while I'm gone, okay?
We'll be fine.
Take your time, Dave. You've never been the best at flying.
But shut up, Barry. I'll be fine. Ow! Ow.
Up is the other way.
Yeah, thanks. See you all again soon.
Now what?
I'm thinking I might head back to the mess hall for some food, and perhaps a little visit from one of my naughtier lady demons.
Higher beings?
What?
On the horizon.
What? Oh.
Are those?
More pyramids.
Too many to disable.
So the first one must have been a test.
Which we heroically disabled, so they sent more. Like 100 more.
Don't suppose anyone's got a spare pair of wings handy?
Or pants?
It's for the movies of everything we've done.
There must be hundreds.
Well, that's one way to make you feel old.
Well, those films over there, I mean, they're just blank.
They're not blank, they're white. That's all the time I spent stuck in a moon.
And I
really wouldn't, mate. Just accept it and carry on.
Fair enough.
A lot of memories.
Well, we've been at this a while now.
I think they're in order.
Well, that means all the stuff in the box.
So, yeah, we go the other way.
There's a movie of you and Eve, and
giant octopus.
She'll push me off a balcony in a minute. It wasn't the greatest day ever.
Shh, there's someone at the end of the hall.
He's right, coming this way.
Running time, because it's been a good 15 minutes since we last had to run away from certain death.
Doesn't look too dangerous. Whoever it is kind of small. Wait a minute.
Sal?
Good, I got you in time.
We haven't seen you in weeks. Not since Valhalla.
I got captured by Alpha.
Where's Tor?
She still got him. You need to go back.
What? No! We're taking John to the center, to Alpha's book. He can rewrite it. Beat her.
No one can beat her.
The angels think he can. Devils too.
Fine, but we need to go another way.
Alpha's afterlife is just that way.
I know, but it's guarded. This way.
You sure?
Will you just trust me for once?
Okay. We're right behind you.
Just through this passage.
It's kind of dark in here.
There's a door ahead.
You mean the one that's closing?
Back the way we came.
That door's closing too.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sal, you sure?
She's just stunned.
What are you doing?
You can't do this. You don't understand.
What is going on? That's not Sal. John, run. What about Kyra? I'll look after her. Just go.
No, I can't let you. Matthew, let go of me.
Get out of here, John. I'm going.
Damn, you idiot, Matthew. We can't let him do this.
Sal, it's really you?
Yes.
But why would you?
Because everything is wrong, Matthew. None of this matters. Not the way we think it does.
That's it. All the pyramids are in position.
We're surrounded.
This is unbelievable. We discovered that there's no such thing as the graveyards, no oblivion.
Then they go make a weapon that can do it anyway.
And we're around for the maiden voyage.
Irony does seem to follow us somewhat.
So no big Dino more for me after all this. No grand exit, just zap for nothing. I'm not happy about this.
I died once as a kid. Asthma. Then in a car crash. Then jumping into the emptiness. Now this! I must be due a rebate or something.
Fourth time's a charm. And Dave. Lucky, bloody lucky Dave. Gets his wings and flies off just before the oblivion hits the fan. How does he manage it?
Well, perhaps we're part of a greater plan after all. This might not be the end.
You feel it the same way I do, Nathaniel. One way or another, this is it.
I told Ashley I'd see her again.
There are at least three ladies of questionable virtue who I gave the exact same message to.
Oh, well.
Don't just sit down in the face of this. Stand up to it. That's what you mortals do, isn't it?
You can only fight for so long, Nathaniel. And if this is it, then it's not so bad, I suppose. Just accepting. No pain or guilt. No last-minute deals with the devil. No offence.
None taken.
Just the quiet. And then it's done. Trusting everyone else will be okay.
That is something, I suppose. Proper rest.
Now you're sitting down as well.
Whoever Alpha may be, Barubub, whatever power she has, I will not let her make this decision for me. I get to choose the manner of my passing. And I choose peacefully. Here. On this hill.
Fine. Budge up.
That'll be the first one powering up.
I suppose they'll wait until they're all ready to go. So what do we do in the meantime?
Just enjoy the quiet while it lasts.
I wasn't supposed to be this way. I just wanted Caroline. It's all any of this was about. Tell Alpha she is not taking me. I'll fight her if I have to. Come on! Dave! Whoa!
Looks like my timing was pretty much spot on. Where are the others?
You have wings?
John, the others.
Oh, right, they were taken. It was Sal.
Sal's okay.
Well, okay in a betrayed us kind of way, yeah.
Ah, happens to us all the time. I'm sure there's an explanation.
How did you just make all the demons disappear like that?
Ah, with this. This thing that's just crumbled away.
What was it?
It was a piece of your book, I think. Alpha was using it to unmake stretches of afterlife.
She said she couldn't do that. I mean, she couldn't interfere with the book because it was all tied to her.
Maybe she's getting desperate. She really doesn't want you doing your thing.
Well, I can't do much from here, can I? And where are we anyway? Is this hell?
Yeah, it's a... Oh. Oh, someone has a sense of humour.
Why?
Because this looks just like the first hell we travelled to after we left the box. Oh, that was an age ago. Been far too much fighting since. It has to stop, one way or another.
Okay, so where to?
Back to the centre. That's where Alpha is. It must be where she's keeping this book. Close to her. Come on. You coming?
Look, Caroline told me I could help you. But I only saw that book for a moment. I mean, I don't even really know what to do with it. I don't even really know what it is.
It's a centre of a power, somehow.
But what kind of power? I mean, I know you don't want to think about it, Dave, but... What if she really
don't
is...
Don't say it. She isn't God.
We better hope not, because I don't see how I'm going to beat her if she is.
Have a little faith. Come on.
How are you feeling?
Since you stunned me, just great, thanks.
Where are you taking us, Sal?
Here. This is where she wants you.
It's like a giant whirlpool of colours.
Yeah, and have you noticed what we're walking on?
What?
Pretty much nothing.
It's almost beautiful, isn't it?
You've got some serious explaining to do, midget niece.
She'll tell you. She's coming.
What?
You know how everyone keeps going on about stories all of a sudden?
Yeah?
I think we might just have got to the bit where the heroes are dragged in chains to the monster's lair. That's usually when someone cops it.
Look on the bright side. It might be Sal.
Puppets.
Alpha.
She looks different. She's younger. And older. What the hell?
My true face is all of these things.
I did what you asked. Now let him go.
That was the bargain. The rules demand the bargain be followed.
Sal!
You're okay, right?
I'm fine. You shouldn't have done this.
They need to know, Tor. I'm not losing you again.
Sal, what's going on?
Nothing we've done has mattered, Matthew. None of it.
What are you talking about? What has she done to you?
I did nothing but reveal the truth.
Even if you hold us hostage, Dave and the others are still going to fight back.
My heroes, you have no idea. All this time.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. You fell into my trap. I'll dominate the afterlives. It's always the same with you guys, isn't it? Supervisors, angels, devils, the Candleman. It's just one big evil speech after another. But do you know what? We always win in the end.
Ever get the feeling you're missing something?
Angels, devils, vampires, supervisors, emptiness, mysterious dead children.
The great Candleman.
Terrible foes for you to rail against.
Great villains.
Naturally, they were great.
That was their purpose.
Oh, what are you saying? Enough of the stupid riddles. I'm done with this.
Yes, you are.
Much more than you realize.
This war is over. This story is over.
Here we go with that story stuff again.
Just tell them.
Wait a moment.
There is one character missing from the tale.
Oh, I'm here. Sorry I'm late.
Wings?
Later.
All right.
And so the cast takes its final bow.
Oh, I was hoping I'd have missed the villainous speech bit.
No, this one's setting a new record.
Rule number one of the afterlives.
You get what you want.
Or what you think you deserve. Yeah, I know. I say it about 5 times a day.
David, always so quick to explain the world around you to the others. But you have never asked the most obvious question.
Which is what?
What came before?
What's she talking about?
What did the Administrator and Candleman tell you, David?
They said there were no afterlives. But that's impossible, because we're standing in them.
They spoke the truth. There are no afterlives. There is only one.
What?
Well, that's garbage, because we've been in loads.
Yeah, right, Dave? Dave?
And now he understands
what you want or what you think you deserve.
And from the very beginning, mortals have wanted only one thing. From their cave paintings.
From their drawings in the mud of river banks.
Dave, what's she talking about?
She's talking about stories.
Again?
Our story.
Have you ever had one of those days, Kyra?
One of those...
One single, unexpected day that changes everything. That forces you to accept that nothing will ever be the same again. Of course you have.
You have had many.
Just let them go.
Oh, no, don't. The final chapter has just begun.
We must get to the last page.
Once upon a time, there was nothing. Then, there was life. So much life. But as wonderful as life is,
it has one end of flaw.
Death.
Well, this isn't news to anyone standing here.
Let her finish, Matthew.
And so the very first souls, those who had tasted life in their own primitive ways, came to the edge of death. But life is not uniform. There was always going to be the first ever death.
The Alpha.
You were the first soul who ever died?
Before communication and conversation. Before anything but the simplest of stories existed. And that was all I brought with me. Stories.
First rule of the afterlives. You get what you want.
My rules. My afterlife.
My stories. I slept and I dreamt. Each story became more incredible, more epic than the last, and none would ever have known I even existed, except for an intrusion.
John arrived from the living world.
So, you are God?
No, but she might as well be. All of this, our afterlives, it came from her. And that's where the book is. The story of her dream. Always feeding little bits of its true self into the narrative. A self-sustaining afterlife.
So what's the problem here? She dreams the afterlives we live in them. Can't we just shake hands and call it quits then?
Think about it, Matthew. We are part of the story.
Well, we're in it, yeah.
No, she actually means part of it. Don't you?
But hang on, that sounds like you're saying... I mean, that makes it out like we're not...
Not real.
A story is only as good as its heroes. How can you continue knowing the truth of what you are? I tried to remake the world. I allowed you to exist in a reality where John Patmos was the hero, a new you.
But he resisted. And now there is only this. The end of your story.
The end of Matthew, Kyra, David, Sal and Tor. The end of Barry and Nathaniel and Eve. The end of angels and devils and clouds and afterlives. You accept the truth and fade away. Written out of the tale forever. A new start.
A new story for me to while away eternity.
There's a fly in the ointment, Alpha. Well, a scientist.
What?
John got away. And I found him. Brought him here. And you know where he's gone.
No! The book!
Dave, no! If he closes that book!
This shall not be! All armies, all weapons to me!
What's happening?
Portals! She's opening up portals! Joining everything up! Revealing the true afterlife underneath the surface!
And what exactly is she bringing through these portals?
I'm thinking reinforcements.
John Patmos, leave my book! Come to me!
John, are you all right? I was so close, I had my hand on the book.
And you will never get that close again.
John, what's that in your hand? It's a page. A whole page ripped out.
That is forbidden.
John, she's scared. Scared of what you can do with that page in your hand. With your living will.
Do not listen, John.
That page gives you power. Just a little fragment of that book was enough to unmake an entire stretch of the afterlife. Imagine what you could do with a whole page.
Enough.
John, I have Caroline.
What's happening?
Portals are opening up all over the place. The pyramids are shooting through them.
They must lead to the center.
Where Matthew is?
That was certainly the plan. So are we going?
You want to follow the big doomsday weapon things?
Perhaps we could help.
and I suppose to convince me.
You want to be stuck as Barubub, the occasionally affronting forever?
I really, really, really hate you, Nathaniel.
If you boys have finished flirting...
Nah. Let's go.
Those pyramid things are coming through.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Is there any other kind with us? Great double whammy after the we might not be real revelation.
You will cease this interference, John Katniss.
Not till I get Caroline back.
Very well. She is yours. Under the condition you take her and leave. Forever.
This whole place is your afterlife. Where are we meant to go?
You are alive. You can will your own story. Take her with you to a place of your own creation.
And what about the others?
They are mine.
Not good enough.
It's all right, John. We know this is what you came here for.
What? Dave!
No.
That is the only offer I will make. They are mine, John Pappas. Whatever you attempt to do with that page,
I will resist.
My will against yours. The book would rip itself apart, and all of us with it.
You'll give me Caroline?
Only if you agree to leave with her.
Do it, John. It's what I'd do in your position.
Yeah, me too.
They're right. I'd do it for Tor.
Me too. For you, I mean.
What's to stop me getting Caroline anyway and fighting Alpha with you?
Her afterlife works according to rules, and keeping bargains is one of those rules. If you agree to this, you'll be bound to leave. But in the end, John, it's our battle, not yours.
As if you could battle a god. John Patmos was your only true weapon. When he leaves,
your story ends.
We've done fine up till now. We'll do what we can.
It's okay, John.
I accept, Alpha.
Excellent.
So that's it. We've lost.
Caroline! Oh, honey, I've missed you so much.
You have what you asked for. Now, you must leave this place. John, wait.
What?
For a scientist, you can be kind of dense at times, John. There's something you can do before you go.
You can offer them no help. The bargain was for Caroline alone.
True. But she told you herself, John. With that page, anything you will happens. Unless she resists. But she can't resist what she isn't expecting. Once the words leave your mouth, they're law. A new rule of the afterlife.
Enough! Leave now!
We had a conversation once, John.
Enough talk!
Accept your bargain and leave!
Before you left the house on the day I died, about what you can give to others, I told you that people have the right to choose what they believe, and you said if you believe something with no evidence...
You give away your...
Exactly. Do it, John.
Before I leave, I will one last thing.
Silence!
Matthew, I'm passing all my power on to you. Alpha tried to swap me for you, alter your timeline. Now I'm doing the opposite. I swap you for me. With the book, you can do anything I can do. It is my will.
And just like that, it's law.
That is not the law in my afterlife. I am everything. I am law. I alone.
Not anymore. But if it's going to work, John needs to keep up to his bargain.
Good luck, guys.
Bye, John.
Maybe I'll see you again on the other side of all of this.
If there is one.
And if we're not just imaginary beings.
The power's yours. You can avoid the truth or take a chance and just have faith in who you are. You can choose what to do. Here, take the page, Matthew. Bye, and thanks.
Gone. Just like that.
And now things get interesting.
Yeah. So I've got the god power stuff now too.
If what John did work, then yeah. You can use that page to protect us from Alpha, then go back to the actual book and...
Oh, all those pyramid shifts.
This is like the Power Rangers or something. It's actually kind of cool.
She's cocooned herself away. She's guarding the book behind those pyramids. Oh, and each one has a fragment of the book inside. It's like a giant shield against whatever we try to do.
Great.
No, wait, it really is.
What?
She's scared. Whatever John did, it worked. We have a chance.
So, what are we going to do now?
Watch your heads! Ow! Ow!
Did we miss much?
Well, nothing really. You know, some flashy lights, a few speeches, so, and I'm kind of a god now.
But he might not be real, just like the rest of us.
Have they hit their heads again? I've noticed they do that rather a lot.
No, they mean it.
Right. We have some decisions to make. But let's save them for familiar surroundings. So, what do you all think?
I've known you a long time, Dave. I've seen you do things I'd never try if my very manhood depended on it. You jump into situations that any other sane being would avoid like a dose of the demonic clap. But this reality roulette, you're either every bit as idiotic as I keep suggesting, or you have the balls of a mountain giant. A mountain giant who's famous for his balls. One that all the other mountain giants look up to.
Barry, you're blabbering.
Yes, right. Must be a result of all the insanity in the room. It's catching.
So you want us to attack Alpha's stronghold, you know, distract her?
Just long enough for Matthew to get inside.
Where he's going to rewrite reality using the book where it all started. Either start everything again, on our terms, or...
Or end this afterlife for good. Throw ourselves into the uncertainty of what's beyond.
Even though we're not sure if any of us actually exists, so ending this place would end us as well. Forever.
I know I'm not the brightest candle in the pond, but that doesn't sound too promising.
It's just like John said. The evidence of the thing we know, or faith in the thing we don't.
I did mention the mountain giant balls, didn't I?
Ah, you're forgetting Caroline.
What about her?
When John willed her back, he wanted her. Not a copy, not an illusion. Her.
So?
Caroline died naturally.
Oh, God. He's right.
What?
She died, just like the rest of us. But John willed that only the real Caroline would leave with him. So she was real. She had to be. She came from the living world.
Which means that there are real living souls in these afterlives. In Alpha's afterlife, not everything is her own creation.
Except maybe us, the heroes in her stories.
Yeah, possibly.
So we might save everyone else.
But vanish ourselves.
That's pretty much it.
Well, that's a mind quirk and a half.
Really? All the other mountain giants? They wouldn't even get changed on the same continent. They're so ashamed.
So how exactly do we get Matthew inside?
No, not just him.
Right. Of course.
Huh?
You're going as well.
Why me?
Because he won't do it without you, Kyra. He loves you.
Oh.
Kinda still in the room, guys.
And the rest of us? We use the portals Alpha opened up. Call as many souls to the stronghold as we can and make a big noise. Give Matt and Kyra the chance. But we need to agree on this. There are other options.
Oh, yes. Let's hear those. I like those. Good options.
We leave here.
And always keep one eye over our shoulder, wondering if Alpha's coming back for us. Forever.
And she will come back, won't she? The villains always do.
So, what's the other option?
We take on Alpha. Full assault. All of us.
And perhaps destroy her. Thus destroying the afterlife. This place. And possibly wiping ourselves away in the process. Not to mention destroying lots of other souls in the battle with her death pyramid things.
Your options smell really bad, Dave.
There's only one way, isn't there? We all know what we're going to do.
But we should still do it properly. So, we vote.
Ha! You and your democracy. Second chances. Do the right thing. Don't juggle kittens, it's cruel. Look where we've all ended up following your code.
I vote we try. Trust that we do exist. We are who we think we are. Have faith and save everything. One last time.
And then?
And then, just discover what's next. Discover what life after death really is.
Me too, but Ashley, if nothing else.
Okay. You've got my vote. Kyra?
If you're in, I am too.
Oh, fine, but only because I refuse to believe anyone as fabulous as me could be made up.
I'm with Sal.
You have my vote also. A last big adventure.
All right. If this is all just a story, then I've been the butt of far too many jokes for my liking. Might as well end the bloody thing on my own terms. I never did get to fight a dragon for real. With or without a fish.
Okay. Together, then.
So, we go now?
No. Alpha can wait for a little while. We each go off and we spend a day, just a day, in any way we want. We've earned that. Then we come back and we finish this for good.
So that's nails and hair done. What now?
You don't have to do this, Eve.
What?
It might be your last day.
Ugh, there's no way to know that for sure.
You should be with your friends.
I'm exactly where I want to be.
But, Ashley, Matthew's with Kyra. Dave went off to find some people from his past. Sal and Tor wanted time alone. This is where I want to be. You and me. We're a family.
Just for a day.
And whatever comes after.
So what do you want to do?
Macaroni cheese?
Okay.
Everywhere in the afterlife's open to us and you decide to stay on the cloud.
I like it here. It's been my home all this time.
I suppose.
You know I love you, right?
Well, steady on. Any more of that and I might start to think you aren't that tough after all.
I mean it.
No. I love you too. Just try to keep it light. No point in moping around if this is it.
I don't mind a bit of moping. Almost dyed my hair black again.
No, I like the red. It suits you. It's fiery.
Never thought I'd end up here. Still standing at the end.
Guess we've been part of something, eh?
Probably the best we can hope for.
You know, I've got this really vivid memory from when I was a kid. I went camping with the school and I got sick. Too many sweets or something. So I stayed back in my tent while everyone else went for a nighttime hike.
You stayed still in one place for a whole night? Wow.
Nah, I got bored after 5 minutes, but I wasn't up for chasing the others, so I stuck my head out of the tent and just stared up at the sky for a bit. And I remember I was looking up into the stars and it suddenly struck me. Just so small. This infinite. Everything was stretching out over the whole sky. Too much to see at once, even if I tried. And that was only a fraction of the universe. So I knew right then what I wanted to happen after I died.
You're gonna say, to be part of something, right? Cheeseball.
No, not something. I want to be part of everything. Part of that sky, you know, leave all the small stuff behind.
Well, look at everything we've done. You got a whole lot closer than you might have thought.
Yeah. Still feel kind of cheated, though. Life and death, all of that, still so big. I wish. Doesn't matter. I guess we've been given enough, eh? So, what do you want to do? Cards? Food? We could go jump up and down on Sal's bed. It is the last chance we're going to get.
We have a whole day, right?
So Dave said.
A whole day to do whatever we want.
Yep.
Anything at all.
Uh-huh. Ah. Right. A whole day.
A whole day.
Then I might just go and grab a bottle of water. I'll be back in 5.
Matthew?
What?
Any of that chocolate stuff left?
Back in 2.
It's been lovely seeing you again, David.
You too.
Could you just go this way, do I?
Yeah, back to the afterlife you came from.
You sure you won't come? Some wine, good banter, just like old times.
Nah, this has been enough. Take care, Isabel.
Goodbye, David.
You two following me?
We found ourselves at a bit of a loss.
We don't all have a back catalogue of people to say goodbye to. You went to triple digits yet?
No, she was the last.
Anastasia?
I saw her first.
And you're not spending the rest of your day with her?
Too much time's passed, Nathaniel. That's just a memory now. It was nice to relive it for a while.
So what now?
I thought I'd take a walk around my old haunts. Say goodbye to a few places.
Saw that.
Got a better idea?
Yes. You, me, and the nudge up here in the giant kickabout. We can go face Cerberus's ball and make a night of it. First to score 2,000 is the winner.
Kickabout?
Yes. It's a thing mortals do for fun.
You want to spend what could be our last hours kicking a giant ball around the sky?
Not just that. We make it interesting. Losers have to carry the winner back to battle tomorrow.
You really think you can carry me all that way, devil?
Ha! That's what I'm talking about. We'll get a bit of spark into you yet, Nathaniel. What do you say, Dave? Let's burn up the skies for old time's sake.
Oh,
go on then. Wings all round. Last one into the sunset's a Scientologist.
This is nice.
Do you want me to do your feet again?
No. Let's just sit.
Sand's going right up me animal skins.
I don't know why you put those back on.
Traditional. Seems like a good idea, seeing as, well, we might not be here tomorrow.
It got so big, didn't it?
Thank you.
No, I mean this. Our life. Afterlife. Whatever. So much has happened.
We made it through in the end.
So far. But now? Who knows?
It doesn't matter. Whatever happens, we've got now.
Yes, I suppose. Thor?
Yes, Sal?
I'm glad I'm here with you.
Me too.
It was all worthwhile in the end, wasn't it? All of it.
All of it.
Right, good to see you all back. Kyra, Matthew, it's time. Get in the cloud. We're going to hit the centre of Alpha's stronghold with everything we can think of, and you guys just ride on through. Use the page, turn the cloud into a weapon.
So this is goodbye then?
Yeah, as far as we can tell.
Doesn't really seem to be any decent way to do it.
We don't need to say the words.
I hope I don't forget you. Any of you.
You too, Clumpy.
Safe journey, you two.
Oh, screw it. Grip hug.
Okay. Straight on now. No looking back. The final decision belongs with the pair of you.
Evidence or faith?
It's what death's always been about.
Come on, Matthew.
Okay, then. Do your thing, everyone. I call all the angels from every heaven. Be here with me now!
Every devil and demon under the sky or ground, come to me!
Fairy tale creatures, souls of the children, all wronged and forgotten, join me.
An army of sows?
Yes.
Small, aren't they?
Three.
Three. Radical serve, princess. If you can forgive poor Rico, I will fight for you this last time.
Oh, no, not you.
Leave it, big boy. Go to the front, Rico. Where all that spiky things will hit first.
Right, my turn.
Vikings, my brothers. Come to me! Come from Valhalla!
Sweetie, those are pigs.
Right, yeah. Oh well, never mind. Pigs will do. They've got nice trotters, haven't they? Not patchy your fingernails, though.
They're perfect. We're ready, Dave.
Us too.
And us.
Give the word, Halo boy.
Okay, everyone. No big speech. No fancy words. Not now. Let's chase our end. All together now.
Charge! Charge! Charge, please, charge!
We're good to go.
Whatever happens, we stay together.
That's the plan.
Look at those armies. I don't have a number for anything so big.
Friends are in there, somewhere.
You regret any of it?
It might be nice if I'd been locked up in the room for some.
You bring that up a lot.
It was weird. No regrets, though. It's a bad day in me.
The stronghold's powering up.
Off is firing on the armies.
Annihilating them.
And now here come the heralds. Oh, this is crazy.
We can't help them.
I know. Right, you big marshmallow, let's go. Full speed.
Hold on.
I'm trying, but I'm not as buff as you.
It's never gone this fast before.
Maybe I should have said half speed.
Here comes the sender.
Okay, use the page, Matthew. I will. What do I will?
That we break through.
Is that enough? Maybe I need to be more eloquent about it. You know, storytelling and all that. Once upon a time, there was a ship travelling a wee bitty too fast.
Matthew!
Right, sorry. Okay, your magic page thing. Help us smash through to the book inside. Please.
Love you.
Love you too.
Oh, knocked out. Not like me at all.
Up you get, sleepy.
Still in one piece, then?
Looks like it.
Where's the cloud?
It's gone. Burned up completely, getting us in here.
It's kind of sad.
So this is it. The center of the afterlives. The point where it all started.
Yeah, where's the book?
There, on the stand.
That's not a book. It's huge. It's a horse with pages.
And it's open at the last page. Help me with it.
Wait.
Rin?
Oh, that's lovely. Here I am being all manly and ending reality-ish, and the X comes back. Again.
Alpha left me here to guard the book.
You go do what you need to do, Matt. I can handle it.
No. We do this together.
What are you doing?
Take my hand.
You're going to fight me with one hand?
We're not going to fight, Bryn.
I'm not letting you get this book.
She let you down. I get it. And it wasn't just a breakup. She didn't just dump you by text or something. She took away your life. That's horrible.
You stand there holding her hand and say all of this to me?
Yeah, because I love her. Because if she hadn't done that to you, she wouldn't have come to the box. She wouldn't have been vamped and bitten. She wouldn't have almost sacrificed herself to stop the supervisors, or come after me when I was imprisoned, or fought the Candleman, or all the other amazing things she's done for her friends, for the afterlives. Because see, I believe all of that stuff happened. It really happened. Because I love her. I feel it, and it can't be anything but real. So I know that we're meant to close that book together. She ended your life, but she's going to end something far bigger with me. Because this, us, it's real.
Matthew?
You really moved on, didn't you? Your life, the Enders, me. It's all gone now.
I'm sorry, Bryn. So, so sorry. But I can't change any of that now.
How do you go on, knowing what you've lost?
I found something better. Lots of things. You could too. Just let us do this.
The book's yours.
You could help us.
No, this stopped being my story a long time ago. I hope you're right. I hope there's something more after all this.
You want to go after him?
He's not my story anymore. The others are still counting on us. Let's get the book. Kyra and Matthew lifted the great book, their bodies tingling with the enormity of the decision that lay before them. Well, that doesn't sound grand at all.
So it's our choice. Write a new story or close the book and finish this one for good.
And maybe finish ourselves with it.
Maybe, but I believed what I said to Brent. Every word. We're real. But then, even if that's true, who's to say what comes next?
What's so funny?
After everything we've been through, it's all come down to the same question. Just look at the beginning. We don't know what happens after you die.
You can go somewhere else.
Somewhere else, or nothing at all. It's one hell of a gamble.
But we take it together.
Been a fun story, hasn't it?
The best.
So that's our decision. We turn the last page?
Yeah. For Dave and Sal and Tor. For Barry and Eve and everyone we've met along the way.
Okay. Put your hand on mine.
Together.
Together. I hope we get our happy ever after.
Here we are. You're listening to...
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
And you are tuned